for your lawn, guess what? The Bible doesn't tell you how to do it. Okay? So yeah, you do need to tap into it. If you want to be a good electrician, you got to read more than the Bible. Okay? But when it comes to living a spiritually wholesome life, when it comes to experiencing true joy in the midst of trials, the Bible is it. That's all you need. But here again, the contrast of two ways. Psalm 1, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners. By the way, that is a wide path. That's the road that leads to destruction. Nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the word of God. And in his law he meditates day and night. It's not the wisdom of man, but it's God's wisdom found in God's word that he meditates on day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The way of the righteous is the narrow way. It's through Jesus. It's God's way. The way of the wicked is the wide path that leads to destruction. Look at that. It says, the guy who meditates on God's word will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, yields its fruit in its season, the leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. You know what? God's way is what sinks our roots deeper and deeper into the ground. Okay, later on we're going to read in the Sermon on the Mount where the building your house on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ and his teachings, your house will stand in the midst of the storms. If you build your house, you reject Jesus' teachings, build it on the wisdom of man, your house gets destroyed in the storms. Okay? Why is the world always promoting the latest new theory? You know why? Because the latest theory of the wisdom of man failed. Otherwise, they wouldn't need a new theory. So all these people who think that they're on the cutting edge of knowledge because they're holding to some new theory, it's only because the last new theory that the world had failed. And the last new theory before that failed. And the last new theory before that failed. And the last new, and you know why Christians keep going back to that old-time religion? Why Christians keep going back to this supposedly outdated book that's 2,000 years old? Because we don't have to change it every 10 years. Okay, evolution. Evolutionists think they've disproven God. Every 5 or 10 years, they have to make amendments to evolution because they found out they were wrong in some of the things. There's no such thing as a Darwinian evolutionist anymore. Even today, the evolutionists, they disagree with all the main tenets of Darwinism. They just hold to a different view of evolution because all the other views before them have been proven false, and eventually their view will be proven false too. It's not going to stand in the day of judgment. It doesn't even stand in this life. You know, all these new views, they just fall. You know, that's why Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. There's only one way that stands the test of time. It's God's way. And his name is Jesus. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, I just pray, Lord, that you would empower us with your Spirit. That, you know, those of us, if there's anyone out here that hasn't trusted in your Son alone for salvation, that your Spirit would work upon their hearts and cause them to trust in your Son Jesus alone for salvation. For those of us who believe, Lord, I just pray that you would fill us with so much of your love that it would become natural for us to teach others the way we want to be treated. It would just cause us to treat others like we want to be treated. And I pray, Lord, that we would never, ever apologize for being part of this narrow faith, this faith that says there's only one way to the Father. Lord, you know that if we were in a building And all the exits, and there was an earthquake, and all the exits were blocked, and there was only one way out of the building. We know, Lord, that it would be a lie and it would be unethical to pretend that there were other ways out of the building and to lie to people about that. And so I pray, Lord, that we would never apologize for proclaiming your truth, that there is only one exit, that there is only one way out of our sinfulness, only one escape from the eternal punishment that we deserve, and that one way is you, your Son, the Lord Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead to conquer death for us. And so I pray, Lord, that we would not be proud and arrogant of ourselves, but we would be humble, but that we would be boastful of your gospel message, that we would be proud of your gospel, the good news that salvation comes through your Son, the Lord Jesus, that for mankind and mankind's dilemma and mankind's wretchedness and mankind's horror, that you are the only exit, the only escape from judgment, the only escape from sin, and the only way to the Father, the only way to eternal life, the only way to heaven. So, Lord, as the world gets tougher and tougher on us and mocks us more and more, and even if physical persecution comes and our lives are at stake and our freedoms are at stake, I pray that we would always have the courage to proclaim your Son Jesus as the only way for mankind to be saved. Lord, we can't do it in our own strength and with our own courage. We can only do it with the boldness that comes from your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, make us people of your word, people of prayer, and people who walk with you and long to see you face to face. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.